Zodiac, written by Neal Stephenson and read by Axe Norman.
Chapter 1. Roscommon came and laid waste to the garden an hour after dawn, about the time I usually get out of bed, and he usually passes out on the shoulder of some freeway. My landlord and I have an arrangement. He charges me and my housemates little rent, by Boston standards, none at all, and in return, we let him play fast and loose with our ecosystem. Every year at about this time, he destroys my garden. He's been known to send workmen into the house without warning, knock out walls in the middle of the night, shut off the water while we shower, fill the basement with unidentified fumes, cut down elms and maples for firewood, and redecorate our rooms. Then he claims he's showing the dump to prospective tenants, and we'd better clean it up. Pronto. This morning I woke to the sound of little green pumpkins exploding under the tires of his station wagon. Then Roscommon stumbled out and tore down our badminton net. After he left, I got up and went out to buy a globe. Wade Boggs had just twisted his ankle, and some PCB-contaminated waste oil was on fire in Southie. When I got back, bacon was smoldering on the range, filling the house with gas-phase polycyclic aromatics, my favorite carcinogen by a long shot. Bartholomew was standing in front of the stove. With the level, cross-eyed stare of the involuntarily awake, he was watching a heavy metal video on the TV. He was clenching an inflated hefty bag that took up half the kitchen. Once again, my roommate was using nitrous oxide around an open flame. No wonder he didn't have any eyebrows. When I came in, he raised the bag invitingly. Normally, I never do nitrous before breakfast, but I couldn't refuse Bart a thing in the world, so I took the bag and inhaled as deep as I could. My mouth tasted sweet, and 5 seconds later, about half of an orgasm backfired in the middle of my brain. On the screen, poodle-headed rockers were strapping a cheerleader to a sheet of particle board decorated with a pentagram. Far away, Bartholomew was saying, "Poison, poison, man, very hot." It was too early for social criticism. I grabbed the channel selector. "No Stooges on at this hour," Bart warned. I checked. But it already moved us way up into deep cable, where a pair of chaw-munching geezers were floating on a non-toxic river in Dixie, demonstrating how to push-start a comatose fish. Tess emerged from the part of the house where women lived and bathrooms were clean. She frowned against the light, scowling at our bubbling animal flesh, our cubic yard of nitrous. She rummaged in the fridge for some homemade yogurt. "Don't you guys ever lay off that stuff?" "Meat or gas?" "You tell me, which one's more toxic?" "Sangamon's principle," I said. "The simpler the molecule, the better the drug. So the best drug is oxygen. Only 2 atoms. The second best? Nitrous oxide. A mere 3 atoms. The third best? Ethanol. 9. Past that, you're talking lots of atoms." "So?" "Atoms are like people. Get lots of them together, never know what they'll do. It is my understanding, Tess, that you've been referring to me about town as a granola James Bond."